The city of Bloomington is on its fourth police chief in 3 years. The city is now hiring for a permanent chief after Dan Donath's one-year tenure ended last year. Current interim chief Greg Scott is expected to apply for the job. Mayor Mboka Mwilambwe says the city wants someone with significant experience. In this interview with Ryan Denham, Mwilambwe says that includes leading a police force at least as big as Bloomington's with a $22 million budget.
Law enforcement has been a significant area of topic in the past year or two. With a lot of friction in general, not necessarily within the community, but I would say, just throughout the country. So we definitely need somebody who understands what the concerns could be, somebody who can work in a positive fashion with the community and really, really move the department in a positive direction. And before COVID, I would say we were really making, very good progress with a lot of engagement within the community, and that came to a stop, unfortunately, because of COVID, social distancing, and things like that. So I would look for somebody who can reignite this sort of approach in the future now that we're in phase five.
Do you have a preference on whether the selection should be an internal or external candidate?
Not necessarily. With things like that, I personally, of course, if somebody is internal, they definitely have, better knowledge of not only the department, but also the community. I don't necessarily have a preference. I think it's just a matter of looking at the candidates, what they bring, and taking a look at the input that we receive from not only the panel that's going to be interviewing those candidates, but also from the community as well.
This week, the city released transcripts and audio from four closed or executive sessions related to the city's exit from the Metro Zone tax sharing agreement. What should this current council, like the members who are on the council now, plus you, what should they learn from that experience, including, being in violation of the Open Meetings Act?
As much as is possible, we're going to limit the use of executive sessions. And as far as we're concerned, at this point, I know there was, we could have had another opportunity to dispute this, the decision, but we just decided, there's really nothing to hide. So let's just go and move forward. We want to be transparent as we can. So.
Not long after the city left the Metro Zone agreement, Rivian began investing a lot of money into this manufacturing plant it has in West Normal.
Yeah.
Did the city miss out on a lot of revenue by leaving the agreement when you did?
hindsight is always 20/20. but again, I am one person who never really look at, life, with regret. I say, the decisions were made and we have to move on. As it is, I do think the city of Bloomington is going to see some benefits from Rivian because their employees are purchasing homes in Bloomington. They're buying goods in Bloomington and vice versa. We have the city's has Ferrero who has invested in the community and could be investing more. And I think the town of Normal could also, benefit from that as well.
Mayor Mwilambwe, last year you were the leader on a push to recognize Juneteenth within the city of Bloomington. Fast forward to now, and Juneteenth is going to be a state holiday, and it appears on track to become a federal holiday. I wonder if you can reflect on the speed at which this country has come to recognize Juneteenth and its significance.
When I did it because I thought people were ready to recognize it as a holiday and also as an observance for the city specifically. I'm very happy that we, not only as a city, we've kind of played, even if it is a small part, in bringing this to the fore. It felt like it was kind of a grassroots movement that rose all the way to the top. So I'm very excited about it. it's great because it gives us all an opportunity to, to talk about an important moment in history. And I think all of us should be more aware of it.
That's Bloomington Mayor Mboka Mwilambwe speaking with Ryan Denham. The mayors and city managers of Bloomington and Normal join us throughout the month on Sound Ideas. Tomorrow, you'll hear from Normal City Manager Pam Reese.